This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a horseback ride in the Rockies, and a lesson about the dangers of an uncontrollable tongue. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
As some of you know, my wife Virginia and I live in Colorado, one of the prettiest states in the Union. Colorado is home to beautiful mountains, rushing rivers, and blue sky. And in Colorado, we have lots of dude ranches that give the visitors days filled with trout fishing from mountain streams and pleasant hikes along mountain trails lined with wildflowers. But the most popular outdoor activity at a dude ranch is horseback riding. Easterners love to put on a cowboy hat, cowboy boots, and a cowboy shirt and pretend they're Roy Rogers or Gene Autry or Calamity Jane or Annie Oakley or somebody. It's a nice experience, and there are very few mishaps. The reason people can ride these horses is that somebody in the past risked a few broken bones to break the horse to ride. At a Colorado ranch, one of the most valuable workers is the man who can crawl up on a wild horse and stay on that bucking horse until it settles down. Now, it seems to me that this picture of a wild, uncontrollable horse that needs to be broken before it can be trusted is a good illustration of one of the most dangerous parts of our body, the tongue. It's amazing how much trouble an uncontrolled tongue can cause. A careless, thoughtless remark can cause sleepless nights, bitter tears, and burning anger. It can break up friendships and cause dissension within families. No wonder the Bible speaks so directly to this problem and urges us to let God tame our tongue. James 3, 8 through 10 says, "But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who are made in the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be that way." One specific area of tongue control needed today, even among Christians, is put-downs. In our society, it seems to be cool to use your wit to slam another person, but it usually hurts. Christian, you can't tame your tongue, but God can. Ask God to make your tongue a blessing to console, heal, and encourage others. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your personal study of the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide and comments on each passage designed to give you practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.